suppose you don't need a sense of humor with a pretty face. The only trouble is, though, Missy.
What's up, Internet Radio? You're listening to Crust Never Sleeps on Newtown Radio, newtownradio.com. This is your host, Deed Runley, broadcasting live out of the Newtown Radio studios in the Dan Bro practice spaces in Bushwick, Brooklyn. Thank you for choosing to spend the hour of 10 p.m. to 11 p.m. on your Tuesday evening joining us here for this fine radio program. Starting the show out, we played a song by Shoppers out of Syracuse, New York. Just finished up a small-ish tour around different areas in the vaguely, I guess, east. Not, I wouldn't call it northeast, but on the east coast, north of the south. Does that work? Got the opportunity to play with these guys this past Friday night, and it was a fun show. Thank you, VC Punks. And the VC Punks Party Posse for having us. The song we played was off of their album called Silver Year, and we played song number three, whatever you want to call that. They're just numbered tracks on that one. We played the third one, Trifecta. After that, we played a song by Dry Hump out of Boston, Massachusetts. The song was called Culture Fuck Experience, which is the title track on that EP. After that, we played two tracks back out of good old Western New York State off of a compilation put out by Feral Kid called Feral Kid Mixtape Volume 1. I think both of these bands are Buffalo bands. They're definitely Western New York bands, but I think they're both from Buffalo. First one has the fucking sweetest band name of any punk band recently. It's called Utah Jazz, and the song was called Person Smasher. After that, we played a track by Plates called Choices. Following that, we played the Creamers out of Austin, Texas, off of their Slow Burn 7-inch. The song was called Glass Eyes. And then rounding out that opening set, we played Otan out of Barcelona, and the song was called Sociedad Despreciable. And that is what you heard there. I'm pretty pumped this Tuesday evening because our hot water and heat and gas for our stove have been off in our apartment for the last day, and just had a fun screaming match with my landlord on the phone a little while ago, which basically left me at thinking that that's definitely not going to get fixed for a little while. Called in the complaint at 311, handy phone number here in New York City. Thank you, Bloomberg, for setting that one up. Those were some fucking real helpful folks on the phone over there with housing preservation and development. So, yeah, I'm just trying to hunker down in the studio for as long as possible and stay warm in here because it's going to be fucking cold in my place tonight. But, you know, everyone deals with the cold sometimes more than others. What do you call that thing? Second world problems, that would like kids call it these days. And so anywho, you know, gonna stay here for at least an hour before walking home because my bike got hit by a car this past weekend. So all good things logistic wise going on here at Crust Never Sleeps. I did get to see a Bruce Springsteen cover band play with my mom and dad and girlfriend for my mom's birthday on Saturday night. They were called Bruce in the USA, the world's number one tribute to Bruce Springsteen and the E Street Band, and that was awesome. Thank you very much to Bruce in the USA for throwing some free tickets our way as well, and generally rocking out, and all the SantaCon people at the show rocking out as well. Good times, followed by the bent frame and fucked wheel on my bike, which I'm still in the process of getting figured out there. So on a happier note, tonight we've got a interview to air with a awesome Boston band called Male Nurses. I've been wanting to see these guys play for a while, and you know, they don't come down here a whole lot. And the one or two times that they did, I randomly missed them, or maybe they came more than that and I didn't know about it or something. So I hadn't got a chance to see them play until a couple weeks ago when they played the day show of the Insane Punk Attack NYC Festival or whatever that thing was called, and played an awesome show. Did not disappoint. Was happy to actually get them see them play for the first time, and grab an interview with them after the show as well. So tonight, that's what we're airing here on Crust Never Sleeps. Shithawk Punks. blogspot.com. That's punks with a KS. Facebook.com/CrustNeverSleeps. Deed Runley, that's DEEDRUNLEA at gmail.com. And 347-725-4163. Welcome to the 21st century. 21st.1 century. 21st.12 almost century, where you can contact us in four different options that I just laid out there. We are trying a new format. It's been a few weeks now. Maybe it's not new. I'll probably stop announcing it real soon. So if anyone wants to let us know, if they have any opinion whatsoever, as if they would prefer a 1 hour or 2 hour show, if they have the attention span, which sometimes we do not have here at Crust Never Sleeps, to listen to a full 2 hours, please let us know at one of those places that I just announced a moment ago. So without further ado, We're going to play two tracks by Male Nurses before getting into the interview that we did with them, and then we'll probably bust into a couple more Male Nurses track before we meet you right back here on the mic. So this next one is called Endless Decay. It's off of their demo. It's by Male Nurses out of Boston, Massachusetts. This is your host, Deed Runley. You're listening to Crust Never Sleeps on Newtown Radio.
On the corner of what is it? This is Waterbury, and this is maybe Meserol. We're on the block from Acheron. We got no fucking streets. Oh, there's one. It's too far away. All right, we're gonna figure out what corner we're on. Stop. We're on the block from Acheron. What is it?
Shoals.
Oh, Shoals. Nice. Shoals. My friends used to live in a boat at the end of Shoals. All right, around the corner from Acheron with Male Nurses from Boston. You guys want to start out with your name, what you play, and where you're from originally?
Yeah, I'm Garrett from Chelmsford, you know, around Lowell, Middlesex County.
And what you play?
I play bass.
Colin, I play skin flute, the trombone, the male organ, all of them at the same time.
Sully from Dorchester. Play voice.
Dave from Drake It. I play the guitar. I'm from the Merrimack Valley, represent.
All right, so would you guys rather 69 with your dad or saw off your own pinky?
That's a good question.
Or saw off your own pinky. No, pinky toe.
I think I can speak for the lads with 69 on dads.
69?
Whatever.
Everybody wants 69.
You're going to want that pinky toe. You know?
You're going to want that flash of dick. That's what you're going to want.
Okay. Right, so that's anonymous.
That's unanimous.
It's completion 69.
Is there a differential equation between that? Or?
Yeah, we're united.
Or is it just flaccid? Is that like flaccid?
Dad,
no, it's not flaccid. It's completion.
69 and dads all the way.
What if it was
stiff
flaccid?
As a nail.
Not a problem.
Stiffs before quips.
So how's the show tonight? Or this afternoon, rather?
It sucks.
Bad on our part.
Walker, I want to kick his ass. Crazy Spirit rules, Walker sucks.
Crazy
we
Spirit
sucked
sick, but Walker's
a dick.
See Walker's hat?
It looks like a fat Kid Rock.
It looks like a skinny Chris Farley. Yeah.
It looks like a gay Freddie Mercury.
Yeah, he's all those things. That's how we feel about the show. New York's all right if you like saxophones.
New York's all right if you like Walker Volosile. I'll have you pronounce that. Walker just found out he's Polish.
Yeah, we made a trade last night. We split our fingers. traded souls, but I don't have a soul, so I got a soul out of the deal. So yeah, it was a good thing.
This place is not my home.
You're fucking fiending tonight, my man.
You're off the wagon?
Fiending, yeah.
So how's the business going, Sully?
It's going all right. Hustle. I got the hustle. I got the muscle for the hustle.
Hell yeah.
He'll hustle your flow.
Hey, Sully, can we get your full name?
Sully S. Sullivan.
But the first name is, the full on is Sullivan, right?
Yeah.
So it's Sullivan,
Sullivan,
right?
Sullivan, yeah.
And what's the S stand for?
Sullivan.
Sullivan. Yeah, the S is just Sully.
Sullivan, yeah. Sullivan, Sullivan.
Sully S. Sullivan.
All right, what's the latest you can buy alcohol in Boston?
11 o'clock,
my friend.
Unfortunately,
the bar. If you live in the Merrimack Valley, you can be fortunate enough to live in the New Hampshire line, and if you go across to Pelham or...
Nobody wants to know that.
Yeah, you know, some people
they're
do.
They're not interested.
you can go to Ray's State Line. You can go to the Getty right on the Drake It line. You can get yourself beer. $2 cheaper, 12-pack of Pabst. I know this.
Live free or die.
Live free or die.
Liquor store is 11, fucking bar is 2. That's 132, yeah. Mm-hmm. It's bad.
Oh, sure.
It's rough.
So that's why you guys gotta like get in fights so much and stuff like that.
We usually fight each other. Me and Dave beat the hell out of each other all the time. It rules.
Who usually wins?
Me.
Dave.
The ex-vet here. Con gets the scars, but I win.
No, you get the scars.
I get the scars, but I win. I get the scars, but I win.
How many times have you guys seen the Dropkick Murphys play?
I've seen the Dropkick Murphys play. I saw the Dropkick Murphys. I went to the 2001. My father won backstage tickets for the Warped Tour 2001 on WBCN. I saw the Dropkick Murphys, met all of them. And I met them all in 2001 in that fucking car right there. 89 Land Cruiser. That's what I drove in high school. I shit you not. Gray, not red.
No way.
Hell yeah, way.
I went with Dave.
I drank with the Murphys when I was 13 years old. Con with my dad one time.
I went with his dad, and I had no fun. It sucked.
Yeah. My dad probably got cocked and fucking left you on your own.
I left him on his own.
It's your birthright in Boston to go see the Murphys.
You gotta see the Murphys.
Bottom line, you gotta see the Murphys if you're from Boston.
Say hey,
you're
Johnny, with Battle Guard.
Jesus Christ,
the fucking Murphys, dude.
What's the second best band from Boston?
Ducky Boys.
Dry Hump. No, Dry Hump's the first best band. Yeah. Second
then
best
drop
band.
Pig. Then Dropkick.
Earthpig. I'd say...
Dry Hump,
Subclang is up there.
Sex Diaper.
Sex Diaper's good.
New coming out.
Red Invasion.
Snarky Remark and the Funky Bunch are getting up there, too.
Useless Ordained. We're a willful neglect cover band.
Foreign Blowjays.
You know, Foreign Blowjays.
Yeah.
How do they spell that?
Blow. Just J. The old BJ.
Yeah,
BJ.
With a PH, though. I used to take that car fucking around high school, fucking jump in the back seat because it was so big and scare girls as I was cruising down the road, and then I'd hop back in the driver's seat, and they'd be like, oh my god, you're so dangerous. Yeah.
Wait, can you say that again? What did you do?
I would take that car, that one right there, the 89.
While you were driving?
While I was driving, I would hop in the back seat because I'm small and the car's big, and I could, like, do... Dixies in the back seat, and then fucking.
How fast was the car going?
Oh, not real fast, but fucking 30.
Fast enough
where I could hop in the back seat, fucking strut my shit, and that's about it.
Get them girls wet.
Yeah.
Begging for more. What are the other tricks you guys got?
Oh, dick tricks.
Dick tricks. Oh yeah, we'll give you the watch. We'll give you everything.
Yeah.
Cheeseburgers.
A new experiment.
Bat wing.
What's the cheeseburger again? How's that one go?
You put it between your...
I don't know
the bat wing and the watch.
You put it like between your
do
nuts,
it. He's
right?
Do something.
All right, you want to get a narration on this?
All right, there he goes.
So you take each ball, put it on each side.
Did you just come?
I didn't come.
What was that?
I don't know. It was the side of my dick. And then you turn it upside like this, so it looks like two buns of your nutsack, and your dick looks like it's the meat and all the in-betweens.
No condiments.
No condiments. This is a Lyco dick.
Give him the watch before you put it away. Give him
the watch.
No condiments, no condiments.
What time
is
it? Stretch
that
flesh
watch.
What time is it? Skin o'clock.
I can't believe I don't have my camera. This would be a fucking awesome photo section.
I got a good dick trick.
Did I get an email?
Email. Mail nurses at...
Could you email a couple of those for the zine?
Yeah, I could. I could definitely.
Cool.
Yeah, we can do that.
We can find access.
Could you guys
each email me your favorite one?
Yeah.
Of course.
I'll
Favorite dick trick?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Of course.
I put the needle through my dick.
Well,
of course.
Our drummer and singer aren't even really present, so we can have them tell theirs as well.
Our drummer's dick trick is how small it is.
Yeah. How big he is
behind
how small
that
it is and how
jungle bush.
How Arabian his bush is.
He's got that, the biggest jungle bush in the world.
It's thick, nutritious bush.
It's like the jungle book for the jungle bush.
The hair is like a half inch thick, you know. So.
I won't lie, the questions are perfect.
Thank you. Yeah. So what are you guys getting into later tonight?
We'll probably see what's going on. We got a new trick. The thing is, Magnum condoms, they're actually not any bigger than regular condoms. So, you know, like, you can just, like, if you have Magnum condoms, you're like, and the chicks are like, oh, shit.
Oh, I dropped this on my fucking
but they're really the same size.
They're the same size.
It's just our average marketing scheme. Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, nice, right?
They're the capitalist
scheme,
we'll
be dropping those all around city tonight.
And you can get, like, extra small Magnums, too, right?
Yeah.
Dave's looking for the dick tonight. He's going.
No, sirree.
The flashing... Solid. He doesn't even care.
Flaccid daddy dick?
Yeah, flaccid or solid. He doesn't even care. Whatever he can find.
Yeah. Well, it's New York. These guys are big Dead Boys fans, so they're all going to try to get hepatitis tonight.
Cheetah Girl fucked my mother one time. That's not true, but...
it looks like it.
But it's just as ugly and red as him.
Yeah.
So how often you guys come down to New York? Do you enjoy your time here? You played here before, all that good stuff?
Yeah, New York.
Okay, let's talk something about New York.
Not enough.
The zine's called Greatest City in the World, so if you guys need to contest that at all, this is the time to do it.
We said worst city in the world?
Dude, nice!
Yeah, dude, the worst!
You like that? You like that? You gotta throw your head back when you do
the worst.
You guys are pretty sick, but we got the Patriots!
I love New York!
Yeah. Tom Brady?
Who the Patriots playing tomorrow?
They don't like this year because Sully pushed a girl.
That's your corner.
Strike that off the record.
Cutthroat.
So he's not digging that, but yeah. I mean the Buffalo Bills can suck a dick. I mean New York Giants suck a dick. My mom can suck a dick. I can all suck a dick.
Mom sucked my dick last week when she bought us Chinese drinks.
My dad sucked a dick.
I mean, all we know about New York is that Crazy Spirit rules and Walker sucks.
Yeah Crazy Spirit is sweet. Walker
make
sucks.
That a note that Walker fucking sucks.
Yeah.
I put my penis on his head last night, stuck it right in his ear. He had no idea.
No joke, spread butt cheeks on Walker.
Yeah. I spread my
Walker
asshole,
no
put it in Walker's nose.
External.
Yeah. There's some Crazy Spirit for you.
We know he's got as much notoriety as the mayor of New York, but, you know, we're not going to treat him like royalty every time he come here. Just doesn't seem
Walker
right.
Lives with his parents.
What a fucking retard.
Walker's grounded.
Yeah. As far as I'm concerned, he's grounded and he snuck out of the house to play the show with us.
I heard it's probably a nice apartment.
That's why we have to do a matinee, because Walker's not allowed past that.
Yeah.
That's why Crazy Spirit played first, because he had to go up in bail early, because the show was starting late.
Yeah. He has to go home now.
Essentially, he's a faggot.
Jack.
Oh, you guys got any upcoming shows, releases, all that stuff?
Now we're, as Walker says, the least punctual people he's ever met.
Dude, we got the biggest release in the world coming out. Cowabunga Records, dude, coming out. It's coming out, dude. Album drops.
Once they italicize the font on our everything will run smooth.
When Sully actually joins the band, who knows?
Yeah, we got three things in the world.
Sully's not even in the band.
We got a split tape with Subclinics, Boston's Majesty.
Yeah, that came out today.
That was supposed to come out 4 months ago.
It came out today, though.
Who's to blame?
Yellow and red, Chinese royal colors.
It's true.
That should be out today. The split tape.
Split
I don't
tape.
Think it worked.
Yeah,
we got 7-inch on Cowabunga that will come out when the next time we all get in the same room, which never really happens.
It's usually once every 3 months or so.
Supposed to do something on the way that's never going to happen.
One day we can hopefully look back on this and realize that we did something after this.
We have a triple up.
Instead
we
of dicking around.
Coming out on Feral Ward.
Yeah, Feral.
180-gram.
Feral Ward.
180-gram.
Free
digital download.
Yeah. You pay more for your bargain. Man.
What's 180 grams at the big ones?
It means we crossed the vinyl.
That's
like a
solid
stick,
fucking vinyl. It's worth money.
We crossed Radiohead's boundary.
You're like turning it for scrap metal or something.
180 grams, 7-inch. Yeah.
I got 180 grams.
Our albums go frankincense and myrrh.
It's called frankincense.
I'd rather take 180 grams.
No, they just go like they rank up.
Who are your favorite bands in New York here?
New York favorite
bands? Current playing.
too.
I mean, yeah, I don't want to say out. Crazy Spirit, but I like Crazy Spirit a lot.
Yeah, man, Walker sucks.
Walker sucks.
Yeah, nobody in Boston wants to say us, too, but, you know.
Yeah, you know, but they know. They know.
Yeah, blow them out of the water.
I think Cream's rocking it hard. Going to go see them tonight.
What about Hank Wood and the fucking dickheads?
Okay. All right. No, I dig the keyboard. I saw Nuclear Spring last night.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
They're fucking solid. I'm looking forward to what they're going to do.
What about Cro-Mags?
Yeah, other than that, just like Cro-Mags, Agfro, H2O, all that, you know, all that stuff. Cool. Like, most deaf.
Fucking crying.
Most deaf, yeah.
Stop crying. Oh, hey, yo. Hey.
Dude, knock it off, man.
Come on, that's my Land Cruiser. Shh. Calm down.
Cry. That's my mother.
Yeah, that's my
mother's mother.
That's the second grandmother. Yeah. All right, let's see. How do you find out more about what you guys got coming up or what's going on?
My friends, I don't look on the internet as much unless Facebook is calling my name.
David's planning that one out.
No, it's the truth.
You text PJ's phone number is 978.
It happens once a year. It's 978-618-8812. Just give him a text.
Text him anytime. Day or night.
Day or night.
Day or night. Or you can check Nick's attempt to make a blog spot for us.
You can ask him.
He's going to hear this one day.
What's the URL going to be, do you think?
There's no, I don't know. Nothing.
What's your favorite internet browser? What do you guys use?
Brazzers.
Gayguys.com, dude.
Brazzers,
I personally like Google search, but...
Brazzers. Brazzers. When you get the free pack. If you check every day, you get... Back in the day, you used to only get 3 previews, but you can only get them a week. Nowadays, you can get 5 previews a day, and I shit you not, because I check
that shit. What about Tonio's new favorite, Fap Do? Dude, that's even a good one.
Oh, yeah.
What's it called?
Fap Do.
I like amateur girlfriend porn, like ex-girlfriend porn, so I go to, like, my, like, real GF porn
I like
realistic. As close to Jennifer is as possible.
Yeah. Show them the Jennifer tattoo. I mean, it ain't gonna show up on audio, but for Christ's sakes.
Again, if we had the camera.
Show them the fucking...
If you could email a picture, that'd be cool.
You're gonna want to see it.
Oh, yeah, it's real. It's history. This guy did it himself.
He didn't get ex-girlfriend tattoos.
In a funeral home in Buffalo, New York.
What time was it up there?
Like it was pretty late. Yeah, it was 4 in the morning. No
woke
less.
Me up at 2 or 3 in the morning.
Had to be done.
Had to be done.
Had to be done. Yeah, he ruined my tattoo time. Then I had to go to Ellie and fucking... He sucked, and I just got to drink beer in front of him, and he was probably...
Bumped.
So straight edge.
He was so straight edge, you pissed him off.
He didn't even know what to do with himself. He was just fucking...
Flabbergasted.
Which one of you guys has the worst tattoo?
Con.
Me. No, Dave.
No, wait.
Davey has the worst tattoo.
He's got a gangrene tattoo, fucking bust.
No, he's a little shrine. I mean, he's got a gangrene shrine on his fucking
leg. That gangrene shrine is like...
That gangrene is awesome. You know, they make fun of me for being Polish, but they'll call the gangrene tattoo out over that any day.
You got the Polish tattoo?
Oh, gangrene rules, but I don't think anybody
just
in
the flag?
Right mind would get a fucking
the eagle.
The little eagle.
Nice.
But Walker just found out he's Polish, so.
Yeah. Dave's gonna move to Greenville.
That makes me seem a little cooler in New York.
Yeah,
I
then I put my penis on his face when he was sleeping. So it's not a big deal.
And then I did too. It's called a Drake it double down.
My butthole, put it on his nose. He had no idea.
That's good.
No idea.
Drake it double down.
Well, it's called a what? Double down?
No, Drake it double down, because we're both from Drake it, so we did it.
His tattoo is fucking gay.
PG's our drummer. He's not here.
Left. Yeah, what's he got?
He's got a Blood Grow Butcher
he
on
couldn't
his
take
arm,
the heat
for
no
fuck's sake.
He's got a
couldn't handle it. Too much in New York City for him.
You know about Blood Grow Butcher? It's the hottest thing happening. Right?
Band or something?
Yeah.
Boston band?
Well, yeah.
They playing tonight or they play last night?
They're nothing mentionable.
They played last night.
I hear people go a little bonkers when they play in Boston. Is that true?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, man. They tell us about the bomb and we listen. And
they tell us about the bomb that's
they tell us about the...
You don't even give a fuck if it ever drops or not.
They ask us where we're going to be when the bomb drops. Yeah.
We tell them in a bomb shelter. Where the fuck else would we be?
Study your bomb.
They sing about
aliens. Study your bomb.
Dude, they studied the neutron bomb.
My friend said it's getting real wacky in Boston at punk shows. You guys have a good time at shows in Boston these days?
Yeah.
What's
not,
a what's
we're
a wacky
friends,
stuff?
Man, we're not even Max friends. We hate each other.
People get crazy there. People will cook a piece of toast. They won't even put butter or cream cheese or nothing on it. They'll eat that shit raw.
Everybody shows up by themselves. Nobody comes as a group. Everyone shows up
raw
as themselves. We're all solid individuals that we can...
Everyone's smoking weed.
Yeah. Everyone has a motorcycle. Everyone's smoking joints.
What happened
to Krusty Tim? Fucking fantastic.
Who smokes the fattest doobies in Boston?
Tonio. Yeah. Tonio, but he doesn't... He drives like... He doesn't like...
Tony with Jason Rhea, they're a tag team now. They combine fucking voices and they're
going straight to hell now. They're just going insane. They're going insane these days.
No, we don't go out to shows anymore.
Unless they're not in Austin.
Unless they're in Austin, baby.
Rock City 101, Boston, Massachusetts.
I hope you cut this retarded shit out of here. There's a lot of retarded shit going on.
Yeah, we don't do a whole lot of editing.
Not a lot.
It's a little bit of work there.
But I said the fag word. You know how that goes in the world.
Yeah, it's going straight on there. Yeah, yeah. I mean, let them know.
New York loves that.
Hey, I got retarded under my belt pretty secure. It's right under the belt.
All right, so we got last comments, shout-outs, or fuck yous.
Hey now!
Yeah. Fuck you, Nick Norman, for passing out somewhere. Fuck you, Brady, for being working a market basket, whatever you do.
Fuck you, Brian Herman, for taking that.
Brian Herman.
Smoke dust, kill cops.
Fuck.
Drive Land Cruises, slay quiff.
Suck your mother's dick.
Suck your mother's tits, suck your dad's dick.
Moms have dicks, in case you didn't know.
Ask us one more question.
One more? The question to end all questions.
What's that? You're like...
How many beers are you guys going to drink tonight?
A million.
69, dude. 69.
Infinity.
Seriously. 69 or 420.
No, I want like straight up how many you're going to drink.
Probably like 420.
Like 4 or 5.
420.
420, dude. Yeah. Dude, what matters is how much weed we're going to smoke. And,
It's going to balance out. It's...
That
it all matters how much...
How are you guys going to smoke your weed?
We're gonna smoke bull packs.
It all matters how much drugs this guy gets us.
Yeah, we're gonna get drugs.
You know, when Sully gets on console, he's the tallest man in New York.
How's it look out there?
Can we get a long coat to fit us both?
I think you can borrow Sam's,
big
maybe.
Big Tom's jacket.
Yeah, Big Tom's massive.
Big Tom's big.
He's a big guy.
Sully, I hope you love a boner right now.
Which one of you guys wears the biggest jackets?
Eric DeVoe.
He's the fattest guy in the world.
Yeah, he's real fat.
He's wider than he is tall.
Yeah. He's actually really bad looking.
Gravity's just
totally wants
him
to get down. Eric sucks. I mean, he's just
suck.
I mean, we suck, but yeah, Eric's a disgrace. He's a fat dude. Hope he hears us. This is gonna rule if he hears us.
All right, male nurses, you're listening to Crush Never Sleeps on Newtown Radio.
Yeah.
Hey now!
Please relax. You are perfect, sir. Please do not be alarmed by anything you see or hear around you. You are bound to feel some initial effects, as you've been rescued from certain death. After we'll be restoring your life as soon as we are sure what is normal to you. Thank you.
Yeah!
And you're listening to Crust Never Sleeps on Newtown Radio. Thank you again to male nurses out of Boston, Massachusetts for taking the time to talk with us a couple weeks ago outside of their show at the Acheron, right around the block from the Newtown Radio studios. Played a matinee show with Crazy Spirit, Goosebumps, and Hank Wood and the Hammerheads. Solid times for a Saturday afternoon. To start off, we played Endless Decay off of the Male Nurses demo, and then we played Pathetic and Useless off of their self-titled 7-inch. We played the interview that we did with them after that, and then rounding it out, we played two tracks off of a compilation called Something Wicked This Way Comes off of TST Records, randomly traded. It was funny, like randomly traded this kid in at a house show in Philadelphia when my band was on tour a while back. Randomly traded a guy for this tape and another tape, and didn't really know what was on either one or what the deal was with it. And then it ended up being this compilation tape, which was really sweet and has a lot of good bands on it. And then the other tape was like a friend of someone else who plays in our band who we ended up like staying with the next night and hanging out with a bunch in Boston, and just randomly man, this got a show and trade it for him. Small punk world out there, isn't it? After that, we played nothing after that, but the titles of those songs were Swallow and Red, White, and Blue. I believe both of those were also on the Male Nurses EP. So check them out when you can. Going to do a quick concert after dark listing announcement section like we tend to do here on Crust Never Sleeps, let you know about some good shows that you probably already know about coming up in New York City in the next week. This Friday, Hardcore Gig Volume number 182, pretty killer show going down at St. Vitus on Manhattan Avenue in Greenpoint. It's on Friday, 8 p.m., $8, 21 and up. Sorry, kids. The bands are Double Negative, Bukkake Boys, Crazy Spirit, and Goosebumps. Also that evening, right down the block at Tommy's Tavern in Greenpoint, also on Manhattan Avenue, again this Friday. This show's at 9 p.m., and it is free with Little Italy, Dippers, who also happens to be my band, The Upskirts, and Only Child, so come hang out at that one. And if you're going to the other one, ours starts later and is free, so come hang out at ours afterwards. I think we're playing last. You can probably check us either way. This Saturday, December 17th, at ABC No Rio in the Lower East Side is a benefit to keep ABC No Rio open. They got to raise $4.5 million in the next week or else they close down. So get out there and make it happen with Citizens Arrest, Mind Eraser, Nightbirds, The Inflatable Children, and Death First. Doors, as always, at 3 p.m. This one's all ages and $10 for the benefit show. This Saturday, the 17th, $7 at Death by Audio is Defeatists' last show ever. Brooklyn Grind with Triac, Psychic Limb, Disciples of Christ, and Backslider. Later that evening is the best punk show of December 2011 with Omegas, the Boston Strangler, and Cream at 538 Johnson Avenue, number 201. First show that's happened there in a couple months. 9 p.m., a.k.a. we's all going to be drunk, except for Cream and probably Boston Strangler. That band's got to be straight edge by the time it starts. 9 p.m., all ages, $8. Don't miss that one if you like good times. Saturday, December 17th, 11 p.m. This show starts even later. This one's 21 plus, and it's free with an RSVP. If you go on google.com, you can probably figure out how to do that. And that's a free show with The Dirt Bombs and White Mystery. That's two pretty solid late night shows going on in one night. Black and Blue Productions and Ill Rock Records present Diablo Fest NYC 2011 featuring Murphy's Law, Scarhead, Lords of Brooklyn, Apathy, Reef the Lost Cause, and Slain. performing collectively as a group, Darkside NYC, Ill Rock Soldiers, Rebel-O-Matic, Rick Whispers, Saturday, December 17th at Santos Party House. 2 p.m. show, $12, $12 in advance, $15 at the door, and that one is all ages. Noble Destro presents Sunday, November, December 18th, Bane, Backtrack, Incendiary, Naysayer, United Front, King Nines, first show. That one's 6 p.m., $12 at the Morgan. Must be a fairly large venue. I know it's new. It's off the Morgan L, I think. All ages show. First 20 people paid will get a Darker Half CD for free. I don't know what the fuck Darker Half is, but get it for free. Also, the 18th of December, Sunday, $7, Death by Audio, No Power from Charlotte, X Grids and Obstruction is playing with Marsh Hens and Herzog Rising. Sunday, the 18th at Tommy's Tavern, $7, 7 p.m., $5. No Fucker, are they playing again? I don't know. They played the other day at Tommy's Tavern and got in a fight and stopped playing. So who knows, but they're playing with Herpes, Perdition, Deformity, and Zatsuan. And yeah, that's some fucking punk rock coming up for you. So go see some concerts. If you have any announcements, if you want to add to our weekly concert announcements, you can always shoot me an email and I'll be more than happy to announce it. That's Deed Runley. That's DeedRunlea at gmail.com. Keeping it fresh, keeping it real, keeping it new, keeping it punk in 2012 here on Crust Never Sleeps on Newtown Radio. We're going to play a few more songs tonight. I'm trying to think if I had anything else to announce, but I can't really think of if I do. So starting it off, we're going to play a song by, we're going to play two songs by Limbs Bin out of Amherst, Massachusetts. This one is off of their split floppy disc with Disobey out of New Brunswick, New Jersey. Song's called Tribute Due.
The truth that sticks with you.
Quick heavy set to close out the night. Starting off with Limbs Bin out of Amherst, Mass, Tribute Due and Straight Edge Revenge. Then we played Hoax, also out of Western Massachusetts. I think they'd probably say that they were from Holyoke, but I'm not positive on that. Or Holyoke. Yeah, I think so. At least some of them are from Holyoke. That was off of their 7-inch self-titled. They got a new one out on Youth Attack. Haven't heard it yet. Song was called Dead Weight. And then closing out, we played Boston Strangler off their demo, The Truth, playing Saturday night at 538 Johnson. Next week on the show, we've got Giant Peach out of different towns in, upstate Western, Westchester County area, as well as Long Island. Three-piece female vocals. Good time, kind of psych rock and roll type stuff. Playing on the show here next week, so check that shit out Tuesday the 20th at midnight. And then it's the fucking one more, and then it's 2012. So don't miss any of that because it might be your last chance. Know what I'm saying? And shithawkpunks.blogspot.com, punks with a KS. Facebook.com/CustomerSleeps. This is your host, Deed Runtley. It's been my pleasure spending this last hour with you. I'm about to walk home because my bike got hit by a car, and I'm about to put on some long johns and get under the blankets because I don't have any heat. So if you're walking on Messerol between Bushwick and Williamsburg in the next half hour or so, come say what up. Go see a fucking show this weekend because Mike Keneally's going to be in town. We'll see you next week. Closing out is a Neil Young song, like we always do. The Needle and the Damage Done off of Live Rust, 1979. And you have been listening to Crust Never Sleeps on Newtown Radio.
Cellar door. I love you, baby. Can I have some more? Oh, the damage done. I hit the city and I lost my band. I washed a needle, take another man. Gone, gone, the damage done. I sing this song because I love monkeys like a setting sun. I've seen the needle and the damage done, a little part of it in everyone. Every junkie's like a setting sun.
You found us.
Newtown Radio.
Good for you.